at our next guest.
Joe Fisher, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, he never uses any bootleg video to get ready for the next opponent for Vanderbilt.
Now, my question is, now, didn't Mangini coach for Belichick?
Yeah, he did.
Then why would you do that, knowing that the guy across the sideline knows that you do it?
We asked that question.
Well, the thing is that now they're saying, is Mangini, did he break the code, the loyalty deal? So,
Yeah. He'd turn around and throw it on him for turning him in.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, Joe, as you look ahead to Vanderbilt and Ole Miss coming up tomorrow night, you know, we talked about the primary job for the Vanderbilt defense is stopping the run. I talked to Bruce Fowler about that a little bit yesterday, and he said mostly we just want to keep their yards per carry down. You know, if they carry it 50 times, but their yards per carry isn't that good, we feel like we may have done our job.
Yeah, you don't want them to get big chunks of yardage. And Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis carried the ball like 33 times last week against Missouri. I think his longest run was 34 yards. There were a lot of 5- and 6-yard runs in there. They just kept grinding it out and giving him the ball. There's several elements to this game that are interesting. Certainly the Vanderbilt defense, will they be able to deal with the run? You know, Ole Miss is last in the league in pass defense. They've given up over 300 yards a game through the air through their first two games. And they have some issues defensively, too. They've got some injuries. Starting middle linebacker won't play. They have several guys in the mix. They may have to rotate in there, but they don't have much depth at linebacker, certainly not much experience. So there's a little bit of heat on their defense given those injury situations to see if Chris Nixon and McKenzie Adams, whoever the quarterback will be, can find open receivers. I think Chris Nixon will get the start. I think they'll warm him up tomorrow and see how he feels and see how he looks, and if he feels okay, they'll let him go. But he was in practice quite a bit yesterday, took most of the snaps, and I think they're planning on him being the starting quarterback.
Yeah, before you anoint Seth Adams as the next Eli Manning or even the next Kent Austin, remember this. If Ben Jarvis Green Ellis doesn't run effectively against Missouri, Adams isn't nearly as effective.
True.
So before people start, you know, thinking that Ole Miss is coming in here with a high-octane offense, just understand this, and I know Bruce does. You stop the hyphen, you got a really good chance of winning this game.
No, I think there's a big focus there. You're right. You don't want Ole Miss to control the clock and control the ground game. That's another element. Vanderbilt's been outrun, outgained, and on the time of possession by about 7 minutes per game. You know, they're only averaging about 26 minutes in time of possession, and they've got to get more offensive control of the football. You saw in the fourth quarter against Alabama, the defense just wore out. You know, they weren't able to muster any drives of any sustained period, and the defense just wore down. They can't afford to have that happen tomorrow.
Like the Ken Austin reference.
I did. It was good. That was deep. Patrick, they were pretty good. Didn't he throw a Jimmy Hockaday, didn't he?
He did.
Okay. There.
And Patrick Willis isn't walking through that door either for Ole Miss tomorrow.
Thank goodness.
No, didn't.
Or Mike Espy.
Did Jimmy go to Ole Miss or did he go to Georgia?
Didn't he go to Georgia?
Yeah.
Kent went to Ole Miss and Jimmy went to Georgia, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Brentwood Academy he did. Yeah.
All right.
Going deep, showing our age right there.
Yeah, Frank and I are over here with crickets going on. Joe, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm just glad Coach Johnson didn't come through with the tickets for Archie.
Well, yeah. Archie and Eli don't have any business being at that game.
They can stand outside and buy them from scalpers just like everybody else.
Joe, we'll see you.
Okay, guys.